Governor Pat Quinn cannot say enough about jobs and how his policies are creating more of them. His Republican challenger, however, Bruce Rauner, argues Quinn is Illinois' greatest obstacle to job creation and says his policies would help heal the state's ailing economy. But can a governor really create jobs? Brian Mackey set out to answer that question. In the latest Illinois Issues magazine, he brings us this report.
Both candidates have distinct views on job creation. Quinn believes government spending can help job growth, while Rauner argues government ought to just get out of the way, letting the free market work its magic. Experts, however, say regardless of political orientation, governors have very little power over employment in their states.
Whereas they claim responsibility for jobs, or they claim that in the future they're going to create jobs, that has to be viewed with great skepticism.
This is Richard Dye. He's an economist. He's with the University of Illinois Institute of Government and Public Affairs. We're going to hear more from him a little later. For now, realize no amount of cold water from experts will prevent politicians from job talk, like Quinn's constant references to what he calls Illinois' comeback.
If you're breathing, we want you working in Illinois. The best way to fight poverty, the best way to fight crime is a J-O-B.
Quinn often claims credit for jobs that companies promise to add in exchange for state grants or tax breaks. At least those numbers should be verifiable, which is more than you can say for some of Quinn's other, more speculative job claims. This summer, he touted a mortgage assistance program that had helped more than 2,800 first-time homebuyers. He said that, in turn, helped create an estimated 1,400 new jobs. A spokesman explained that the figure came from the National Association of Realtors, which estimates that one job is created for every two home sales in areas like banking, real estate, home improvement. Got that? 2,800 actual home buyers, 1,400 estimated jobs.
Yeah, I think you don't want to extrapolate that because of a certain number of home sales, there's been a net increase in jobs.
This is Darren Lobotsky. He's a labor economist, also with U of I's Institute of Government and Public Affairs.
If somebody didn't buy a home, they'd spend their money on other things. And those things that they would have spent their money on would also have jobs associated with them.
In other words, yeah, maybe more people are working in construction, but that just means fewer people working in restaurants and shopping malls.
You know, we think the total number of jobs is really mainly affected by the overall state of the economy. And those big sort of fluctuations from year to year, those things are really beyond the control of policymakers.
Don't tell that to Rauner, who literally has the words job creation on the side of his campaign bus. The Republican has consistently blamed Illinois' economic woes on the state's Democratic leadership. He insists his proposals, including a gradual rollback on the income tax hike, an expansion of the sales tax, and restrictions on lawsuits, would spur job growth. Dye, the first economist we heard from, says it's possible for tax policy changes to sometimes affect jobs, but he says there are many other factors that more clearly affect a state's employment.
The overall economic condition, the capital stock and education level of the state, the national economy, incentives by other states, and so on, are all things that are beyond the governor's control.
So what's the advantage to claiming prowess in job creation?
I mean, the advantage to the candidate is that most people don't read the economics literature, and there is this vague association of the time a particular politician is in power and what happens to the economy.
Lobotsky, the other economist, amplifies this point, acknowledging that job claims are useful for advertising purposes.
They can't go out and say, well, you should vote for me, but honestly what I do won't have much of an effect.
He's right. Few politicians would make such a statement, but a private citizen might. Back in 2011, years before he declared his candidacy for governor, Rauner participated in a panel discussion at Dartmouth on the future of the U.S. economy. After nearly an hour, conversation turned to the risky investor behavior that led to the Great Recession and the federal government's role in regulating financial markets. Another panelist asked Rauner about that, and he said the government was making things worse. Then, and this is the key moment, he opined on the nature of large economies.
We're talking about free markets. Markets they're cyclical. Get over it. We're not going to predict it. We're not going to stop it. We're not going to control it. That's what it is.
Rauner 2011 acknowledged that economic downturns are inevitable and opined that governments can do nothing to control them. Rauner 2014, however, seeks to blame Quinn for not taking the right steps to address Illinois' economic woes. Rather than telling voters to get over it, he's attempting to harness their anger to propel him into high office. It's clear Quinn and Rauner have different visions for the role of government in the economy, but both men are united in their message that by moving this lever and turning that knob, they can spur job growth across Illinois. Economists, however, say there's simply no evidence to support those claims. Not that a lack of evidence has ever stood in the way of a popular political argument. I'm Brian Mackey.